You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Titans in town. They have signed quarterback Trevor Siemian, by the way. They have waived quarterback Tim Boyle. Just a small move, but we're going to get a chance to see this Titans team up close and personal over the next few days. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia. We'll be here until 6. Tomorrow we'll be here as well. Coming up, Mike's got some guy talk. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering, Dukes and Bell, what did you guys think about our first preseason game? Well, I'm glad you asked. We're going to tell you. Stay there. But before we get to that, we got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley joining us from Dog Nation. Connor, your takeaways from the first scrimmage for the Dogs as they prepare for the regular season. What was the big conversation after this weekend?
Yeah, some good, some bad, which I think is always to be expected when it's yourself versus yourself in that regard. Sounds like the wide receivers had another good day. Zachariah Brandt making a strong impression. And so I think you continue to feel good about that. The thing that, again, it's a worry going into the season. I didn't hear a ton about the defensive line. And look, the reality is this situation is probably not best set up for this defensive line to see what they can do. But in comparison to past Georgia teams, the biggest question marks going into this year are along the offensive and defensive lines. And for so long under Kirby Smart, those have been obvious strengths of this program. And so how Georgia goes about answering that and proving whether or not just can those not be weaknesses, but potentially strength again in 2025, I think is going to go a long way in determining how this season ends up going.
I know that the media wasn't able to see the scrimmage, so you kind of get from, I guess, your sources, whoever got a chance to get some eyes on this.
Sure.
I don't know if somebody was up on the bridge or where they were looking to see what was going on, but as you said, defense generally has an advantage to start the season, but folks, you know, seem to really like what they see from Puglisi. Don't want to make too much out of it, but a lot of folks who apparently got a sneak view of this said his arm strength was noticeably good.
Yeah, he's got impressive arm talent. And I think the thing with Ryan, like, he's not going to start over Gunnar Stockton to start the season. Like, Gunnar has a clear edge in that regard in terms of experience, in terms of time in the program, in terms of actual on-field playing time. And Ryan's never going to be able to make that up in this preseason. But what Ryan can continue to do is take the little steps and show that he's learning the playbook. He's making the right reads. He's cutting down in turnovers in practice, which had been an issue at times in the spring and even a little bit in fall camp from what I've been told. But he's got to get himself ready to play too. And we hear so much about Gunnar and him last year, I think really taking the steps and treating himself like the starter, even though he obviously wasn't behind Carson Beck. But then Carson gets injured and in comes Gunnar Stockton. Like we saw from Gunnar last year, not just in the Texas game, but the Notre Dame game as well, he's going to leave himself open and take some hits just because of the way that he plays and the way he always wants to get everything out of a play. And so Ryan Puglisi is going to have to be ready to play this season. And it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if there's a time where he's out there in a high-leverage situation and Georgia's going to have to count on him to make plays. You can look back last year in a game that Georgia ended up losing. Ole Miss, Jackson Dart got knocked out of that game early. Austin Simmons comes in, leads them on a touchdown drive, and Ole Miss goes on to win that day. there's a very real scenario where something like that happens this year for Georgia, and that's going to be on Ryan Pepusi to go out there and show some of that arm talent.
Connor, Texas receives 25 first-place votes, the most points, blah, 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 with the voting in the AP poll that came out. It's the top 25. Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia. I kind of have a problem with this. do you think Kirby does? Now, again, preseason is preseason, but it's a starting spot. And I always tell people, you got to start somewhere, right? And I think Georgia is top three. I do not think they're top five. What do you think?
I think Kirby Smart probably loves this. I think there's probably part of him that would make arguments to be like, hey, Notre Dame at number six, they beat us down last season, and it was a fairly convincing win there. And so, you know, Kirby doesn't want all this hype and attention that comes with the top. And, like, look, last 2 years, Georgia was the number one team in the preseason poll to start the season. They did not end there. Only twice this century, USC in 2004 and Alabama in 2017, has the number one team in the AP poll at the beginning of the season ended the season as the number one team. And so, look, Georgia's got a very difficult schedule this year, 5 games against teams in the AP top 25. They're going to have a lot to navigate in terms of getting through that and getting into the playoff. And then from there, you see so much to go right. But it reflects in my mind there are some real questions about this Georgia team that maybe past teams haven't faced. And Kirby has been willing to acknowledge that. He's noted how much younger this team is, specifically on the defensive line once again. And so they're going to have to answer those questions. But the 2021 and 2022 teams that won national championships were not the number one team to open the season. And they proved that they were able to answer some of the questions about them in the course of the year. And so this team is going to have the opportunity to do the exact same.
All right, I'll double down on Carl and I talking about Puglisi. If Gunner really looks awful the first couple of weeks, how bad does he have to look to get Puglisi in there? Only because the Tennessee game, it's still on the road. I know we're kind of discounting Tennessee, swapping their quarterbacks with UCLA.
Yes.
But it's still an incredibly difficult atmosphere in one of his first starts in the SEC.
So I believe that Gunner is going to be this team's starting quarterback through that Alabama game. I think because, again, that's his first road start on the road, you can make easy excuses, not that you should, but if he doesn't play well, that's going to go out there and look that way. The Alabama game, if they drop both of those, if they're 2-2 at the end of September, they've got to be willing to look at anything and everything because their season is on the line, because I don't believe a 3-loss team is going to be able to get into the college football playoff, even if that would mean Georgia going 8-0 to end the rest of their season. So they're going to have to look at everything in that regard. One thing I would say about Gunner, the statistics were not overly impressive, neither was they necessarily play against Texas and Notre Dame. Texas and Notre Dame were both in the college football playoff semifinals a year ago, and those are your first 6 quarters as a starting quarterback. That is a mighty big, sort of shoes to step into there. And so I'm really interested in seeing how does he look against a Marshall? How does he look against an Austin Peay? And does he maybe show a little bit more than we saw in those games against elite defenses in Texas and Notre Dame? But we're going to have our answer on Gunner Sockton, and if he's good enough in my mind, by the end of September when they'll have played on the road to Tennessee, they'll have played Alabama at home. And if Georgia wins both those games, I think these Puglisi questions at least fall by the wayside a little bit.
Connor, as we talk about this team and the physicality, what are you hearing about it? We know Kirby likes the physicality of teams, and he stresses this. Is this team going to be similar to the teams we've seen in the last few years? Do you think it'll be better than what we saw last year? I mean, we're talking about the skill positions and all this stuff, but what about the physical side of Georgia this season?
I think there's a renewed effort on the physicality with this team in twofold. One, last year, and Glenn Schumann told us this last week, they just did not tackle well enough. And maybe that's because they were an older defense and an older team, and maybe you had some guys who had an eye on the league and were just not maybe as drilled in and as focused as maybe they perhaps were in the past. The other thing that we have heard over and over and over again this spring, yes, but even the fall now, fire, passion, and energy, and this being a younger team, there's just more energy with that team. And I think Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann are hoping that youthful energy translates into a physical nature, because this team, a lot of guys have not proven much. Kirby said, I believe 54% of the team is in their first or second year in college. They know they've got to go out there and prove a lot. There's, I think, maybe 5 or 6 guys that were even on that 2022 national championship team, and most of them didn't play a role of significance. So they've got to go out there and show that they can play up to the championship standard that Georgia has been at in recent years.
It is Connor Riley, guys. K. Connor Riley on Twitter from Dog Nation. Carl says it all the time, size matters. Whether you're picking a law firm, a radio antenna, or your wide receivers, which brings us to your article in Dog Nation talking about Kobe Young and Noah Thomas. And these guys, the big-time targets, and then all this silly conversation we've had about Gunnar Stockton will go out the window because he's going to be going vertical with these guys, correct?
Yeah, it's the biggest difference, and it's the biggest thing that Carson Beck just didn't have last year. With Dylan Bell, he was sort of that outside wide receiver, the big guy that they were going to try to stretch it. Dylan Bell is 6'1", 200 pounds, and that's just not the role for him. Kobe Young, 6'4". He is easily the most impressive-looking physical player on Georgia's offense. And then you've got Noah Thomas at 6'5". They have two guys that they just did not have on the outside a season ago. I think that's going to open up everything else for the rest of this offense and allow, really, Gunnar to have not like a Brock Bowers-level easy button where if he's in a jam, he can just throw it up and get it to someone. But a guy that makes things easier makes life easier for the quarterback. And so when you pair those two guys with Zachariah Branch, who had a great scrimmage this past weekend, and Branch brings the speed element that they lose when Arian Smith moved on to the NFL, you have, I think, a much more complete wide receiver room. And you hear so often, you think of wide receiver room as something like a basketball team. Now they have the center, the power forward, the point guard. They have a more complete sort of roster of wide receivers, which I think is going to make life easier for quarterback and Gunnar, who has some things to go out there and improve this season.
Connor, have you watched Any Given Saturday?
I have.
What did you think? I started it. I'm enjoying it. I thought the Florida piece, the hour they did on Florida with Billy Napier was really interesting. I think I'm on the third episode, which is Vandy, which, again, you talk about a turnaround.
Right.
What did you think about it?
Yeah, I'm very much enjoying it, and I think going forward, I'll be interested to see, you know, one, if they do this project again this season, but two, what's sort of the participation level of the really big schools? Because obviously there isn't a Texas in this, there isn't a Georgia, there isn't an Alabama. But, like, I think this shines a new light on Billy Napier, and it helps explain why Florida was able to come together last year and why maybe Florida's direction is pointing upwards, especially if they can navigate this year in a schedule that is once again difficult. Vanderbilt, you understand, I think, why that team improbably was able to beat Alabama and upset them when really, frankly, they at that time, no one thought they were going to be capable of doing that. And I think it just shines a light on some of the personalities in this league. And in an age where NIL and being able to shine a light on your players matters even more, a lot of people, not just SEC football fans, but a lot of fans in general, are going to know who Diego Pavia is. They're going to know who DJ Lagway is. And I do think that that starts to maybe matter a little bit more going forward. So I love what they did this year. I'm glad it exists. I love when we get inside access on this. I think there's a point later in the season with Brian Kelly talking about it with his agent, who is also Garrett Nussmeier's agent. It's all very, very interesting. I'll be fascinated to see if the really big teams, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, elect to play ball with this going forward and what sort of that access looks like moving into the future.
By the way, we love Shane Beamer. His South Carolina Gamecocks, the piece they did on them was excellent. I want to ask you this just as a follow-up. So there are 8 teams in the top 20 SEC teams. Is it really easy to win the SEC? I mean, you've got LSU and Bama at 8 and 9, South Carolina at 13, Florida at 15, and OU and A&M at 18 and 19. I don't think they're better than Texas or UGA, but this is the unpredictability, right, of the SEC. You've got 8 of the top 20 teams in the rankings already.
It is just going to be such a grind. I think I saw a stat. Oklahoma, Florida, and LSU have 7 games against teams ranked in the preseason top 25. It is going to be a matter of attrition, a matter of survival. And so I think this year in the SEC, like, there are real questions about Georgia and Texas at the top, but I think 1 through 10, maybe even include 11 and 12 with a Missouri and an Auburn in there, these teams are pulling each other into the middle. And so maybe that's why the Big Ten has been able to win the last 2 national titles, because the SEC, the bar is so high that the teams that have been traditionally at the top are getting pulled into that middle class a little bit more, and the margins between, say, the number 2 team in the league, which was last year Texas based on the SEC championship game, and say the number 8 team in the league, could be an Oklahoma, could be a Texas A&M, are closer than they've ever been.
And that's the thing, Connor. Yeah, Oklahoma, South Carolina playing more ranked teams in a 5-week span than Michigan did in 2 years during their college football playoff run of 22 and 23. The only thing, Connor, just to wrap, whenever I argue with Big Ten fans on Twitter, we don't call it X, they always go, with the bowl games. Bowl games. SEC loses head-to-head to the Big Ten. I'm like, I don't know, man. The old argument was always, if you're not playing for the championship, half the team is out. Is that a valid excuse?
I mean, look, we saw it with Florida State in Georgia a few years ago. Florida State didn't care, and understandably, when they felt they should have been in the playoff, I felt they should have been in the playoff. You know, you saw what happened in that bowl game there. I just don't put a ton into bowl games, as you point out, Mike, just because so many guys either have one foot out the door via now the transfer portal, the NFL draft, or guys just moving on to next year. I choose to, you know, what did we see over the course of the regular season last year? And, like, that's how Carolina team, yeah, sure, they lost Illinois in the bowl game at the end of the season, but that team gave Alabama a game, they gave LSU a game, they beat Clemson, who was a playoff team last year. And the fact that South Carolina team was what, the sixth or seventh best team in the SEC right. last year, just speaks to the depth of this league rather than necessarily a one-game sample in a bowl game.
Connor Riley, tell the people again where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow us on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. Still got a ton of stuff coming out. Georgia season will be here before you know it. I think less than 3 weeks now that they open the season against Marshall.
Connor, they will scrimmage again this upcoming weekend?
Yes, that is the.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Playing a scrimmage this upcoming Saturday.
All right, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at the Mall of Georgia Hooters location, guys, hanging out. The rankings did come out, preseason AP, and that's why we're talking with Connor about that. And if I'm a dog fan, like, it's been a while since you've been disrespected.
Right, and every year in the last about 15, there's a team that's not in the top 25 preseason that winds up in the top 10. Could that be Georgia Tech this year?
Ooh, that's a good question, and we hope it is. Hey, man, coming up, Mike and I give you our impressions of what went down in the first preseason game and how things were handled when that incident arrived. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.